Yeah, welcome to Girls Inc.
And I think it's 10 o'clock on a sunny summer day, and Janice Reed is rushing around the Girls Inc. facility in Seymour.
And we are renting space here at Girls Inc.
You wouldn't normally find preschool offerings in this building, but the nonprofit Child Care Network decided they'd leave no stone unturned when it comes to making space for little learners. That's the attitude Executive Director Janice Reed has adopted.
One of the joys of your smaller communities is that we try to use the resources we have collaborative. There's no reason to duplicate something when you can use it together.
This is a big step for Jackson County. Last summer, when Indiana Governor Mike Pence selected the community for the pilot program, the area boasted only two pre-K providers with a level 3 rating on the state's Paths to Quality ranking system, a requirement to participate. They now have 13 eligible pre-K providers and 160 open spaces for low-income four-year-olds. That's thanks in part to community partners such as Child Care Network. The group has worked to secure two classrooms for 30 additional seats at Girls Inc., as well as neighboring Brown Elementary School. Another development? The addition of fresh, energetic faces leading the efforts here. Faces like Natasha Langford, who started as Jackson County's On My Way pre-K project manager in March.
So very aware of where the program was, how the program was going to work, and applied for that opportunity. I was very, very excited to have been selected. So.
Langford is part of Dan Hodges' team, working to get all the sites ready. They're eager to show off all the progress they've made the last few months. So we go for a drive to see some more of the pre-K program sites.
I feel like I'm on a tour of, like, celebrity homes, but it's just... and
if you look, Lord's Lamb Preschool is a faith-based classroom, situated inside Cornerstone Community Church in Seymour.
This is beautiful.
Pre-K is not new here. Mother-daughter team Amanda and Edie Thompson have been running this preschool for about 5 years now. But it's not hard to notice what is new. Some crisp new books and a sand table, yet untouched by little hands. Lord's Lamb applied for and received some grant money that allowed them to buy items necessary to bring their facilities up to par for the program. And, Edie Thompson says, for the students.
I think our main goal is to give them a love for learning, a love for school. So that's the highest on our list, that they will enjoy school and want to be there.
The same is true at our next stop, Brownstown Christian Preschool, Ministry, and Daycare.
Actually, these walls are new because we had to have them to move up.
Director Tina Howell was able to receive a reimbursable grant of about $16,000 to be able to purchase all of the necessary classroom items.
They came up with a list of items that we needed to have, trying to prepare the kids not just for kindergarten, but for the future.
It's nap time by the time we reach our last stop of the day, April's Laugh and Learn Preschool. It's a different environment than the public and private preschools. April Pagel provides pre-K instruction out of her own home. There's a chalkboard in the front hall where a mirror might otherwise hang. But it's clear that Pagel is just as invested as the other providers. She's finishing remodeling efforts and lesson plans before the state visits next week to give her a Paths to Quality ranking. She says she's nervous, but excited.
Nervous about the house part, the daycare part, nah, we got that. The whole process has been exciting and amazing.
At the end of the day, Jackson County pilot leader Dan Hodge says he's ready. He's proud of how his community is coming together to expand capacity, take advantage of grant opportunities, and work to improve quality to make life better for their neighbors.
The On My Way pre-K program, whether it's in a public setting, whether it's in a private setting, whether it's home daycare, there's so much benefits. And it's amazing to see everybody so enthused and so enthusiastic about trying to help and nurture our kids.
The state has been watching Jackson County get ready, and they agree with Hodge. They applaud the community for learning from the other pilots in Allen, Lake, Marion, and Vanderburgh counties, and for building awareness of the program, adding spaces for more kids, and improving provider quality. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Rachel Morello in Jackson County.